guys, it's been an amazing trip. I've had a ton of fun and hanging out with you. We've got some iconic views in the background. We got a little countryside, a little city, a little tower bridge. As we're sitting here, you know, I'm thinking about you guys. Last time I was here, we were getting into our new office with IDS, and now we just got into an even newer office. How are you guys liking the new walls?
Great. Great. I always say that if four walls are four walls, but it's certainly much more, I'd say it's cozier. It fits into a kind of a Victorian, a London sort of Victorian architecture kind of framework. It's got a fireplace and that sort of thing. I mean, we'll be delighted to share some photos once we don't have our dirty laundry isn't all over the place.
That's all Dan's, right?
It is.
Yeah, all my stuff. But it really is. It's one of those places where you want to be excited to go into work. You want your juices flowing for the collaboration and the hard work that goes on there. So, you know, moving into this new office, the location, everything about it just inspires. And, you know, it's very sort of iconic London architecture. So you really feel like you're in the city.
And I was even able to find it despite Tim's lack of directions. So that was a great start off to the week.
It's close to his favorite coffee shop. So he's got good directions for that.
It's true. I can point you to that. And I don't want to hear crap about directions from people with eye watches and everything else. You guys, you guys are on your own.
That brings up a good one though. Where is the favorite coffee shop, Tim?
Well, actually, one of my favorites is Roslyn, and maybe we can tag them in a post or something. They're a great, great little business. They've got a second shop now. I was, I think, no joke, they're possibly their first customer. I think they opened in 2018 or something, right by Mansion House Station, which is right where our office is. I think one of the founders is Aussie. I could be wrong, but like a lot of the good coffee in London, the origins are Australian or Kiwi. New Zealand. They tend to be the best coffee purveyors on the planet. And they make a mean flat white. It's really good coffee. It's where I take people. We run into clients there. It's become a very popular establishment. Like our local pub, it's just a stone's throw away.
So I had some great coffee in a church, which I guess is a common place here. And it was awesome. It was some really good coffee, but that peanut butter and chocolate bar that I had was an amazing wake up in the morning. But Dan, what about the favorite pub?
Favorite pub, Prospect of Whitby, a beautiful little pub on the Thames, just down by Wapping. We took you over there the other night. Great history. I think it's been an operating pub since 1546. So we're talking hundreds of years. The interesting history around it, though, is quite colorful. It used to be a place where a judge used to frequent on a regular basis. And Wapping is an area that is known as the Tobacco Docks, and they used to have a lot of ships sort of docking in the area. And of course, back in the day, there was quite a bit of piracy going on. And the lore of the land in that area is that they used to drown pirates at this particular pub. Where they would chain them to the pylons on the outside and just drink their beers and watch the tide of the Thames go up until the pirates were no more.
It's pretty grim. So pretty grim.
So it's a grim little history, but makes for a great story when you're having a few tasty treats.
I can show you low tide. I can show you what low tide actually looks like. This is not come a certain time of the day or maybe I don't know at what time. I think that the lunar cycles drive this. Mainly, but this is not normally visible. The water actually comes up quite a bit higher, and I imagine that was a pretty hellish way to go, watching the water come in one wave at a time.
Well, on that bright note, how about favorite place for fish and chips? Because Dan, you took me to a place that was tasty, and Guinness was there as well. So, where's the favorite?
Yeah, so that's Dickens Inn, and I love that place in London in terms of being around the docks. It's close to where you are right now at the Tower Bridge. St. Catherine's Docks is a beautiful place to just walk around. Our CFO, Chris Conway, would love it there with all the ships docked and ready to head out to sea. But for me, my favorite fish and chips are actually out here in Guilford. We have a wonderful little chip shop around the corner from my house, and it's borderline addictive and unhealthy for me because I'm having fish and chips every other day now because of it. But that would get my vote for best chip shop.
My best is probably, I mean, I spend a lot of time in London, so it's going to be a London-based one, but they tend to be hole-in-the-wall type places, actually. The places that give it to you in a wrapped-up newspaper kind of chip shop, that sort of thing is better than a, you know, 25-pound sit-down kind of place. But one of my local pubs by my house actually makes a really nice fish and chip, and they use a cider instead of a beer batter, and that can be actually pretty good if you're into that.
Very nice. Now, you know, we'll leave Bleecker Burger for the minds and visits only. One of the most amazing burgers I've had here in London, not too far from the office. So that makes it oddly convenient that our new office is right next to that. Just throwing that out.
Tim and I are very simple men. We have our priorities straight. We know exactly where to put, put our flag.
Yeah. The coffee, the pub, and the burger. I got it.
Exactly.
So with that, let's you know, we know that you all haven't always lived here. You've as you've talked about in some prior tea times, you've lived abroad quite a bit. But as you moved here, what was your favorite thing learning about London?
Ooh. Favorite thing.
I mean, for me, I mean, I've been coming to London for, yeah, essentially my whole life. My family's from around here. I've got cousins and aunts and uncles in London and around. But one thing that I've really sort of enjoyed is getting to know the sort of nooks and crannies of the city. It really has become less of a, you know, tourist type place or a place that I've visited on occasion and just go to, you know, here and there and anywhere where you can take a photograph. Now I truly feel like I'm part of the city. I get from A to B without looking at a map. Really sort of becoming part of the city has been an extremely wonderful experience. I love the people, I love the place. So just now being able to call it, home is a wonderful thing.
At the risk of sounding sort of redundant or duplicative, I agree. I mean, it's a place, you know, a lot of tourists have fun and tend to go to certain places and take photos. But when I travel with my wife to any country on the planet, it's very, at least before the baby, it was a big deal for us to not be where everyone else was. I mean, I might want to see a major tourist site or two, but I wanted to go get lost for quite a ways and find out where people eat and drink and kind of live their culture. And that's what I've also enjoyed that the most about London. It's just going down alley after alley after alley and finding the cafe or the wine bar or whatever it is, or the trinket shop that isn't frequented, and talking to people that grew up there and, you know, just learning about their perspective on things. The English are incredibly well traveled, so it makes for some really good conversation.
And we do know, Tim, that you will walk a couple miles for a good coffee, which I love. So
I will. You got to keep fit. You got to keep fit.
Love it. Guys, it's been a pleasure being here this week. It's been a ton of fun. Thanks to all the clients for taking the time out of their days to meet with us. But it's a bit chilly, and I'm hankering for some breakfast. So I'm going to head out and see you all next time.
Ciao.
Great having you, Hunter.